Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I remember the article came out because I was Twin Peaks with Mike Bell filling in for Carl, and the damn Athens Banner Herald article comes out. Mm-hmm. And I gave two middle fingers. Like, what are we doing? Why are you? What are we doing? Are we trying to build up Carson? I mean,
Who are you middle fingering in this?
The article. Whoever wrote the damn article. Because what are you trying to do? Are you trying to just boost Gunner up so bad it's just feeling like you got to take shots at him because he drives a ragged ass pickup truck with no air conditioning and don't take NIL? I bet you some money Gunner Stark got some NIL money now.
Of course he does.
I bet he does now. So what does that make him?
Probably going to get a brand new F-150.
Okay then.
That's probably what he's going to do.
All right, so that's the name of the game. Yeah. But I mean, for them to sit there and try, like, because I took it like they were taking shots at Carson. And I kept saying, like, what did Carson do? And now he didn't win enough, and he threw interceptions.
Yeah, that's all.
That's all.
That's it.
But when did he ever come out and say anything bad or not represent Georgia the way it's supposed to represent it?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have any examples of that. Yeah. Obviously, we're not in the locker room, so whether guys like him or don't like him, I really don't know. The thing that stood out to me as odd from the articles
but the
and
thing
the
about,
interviews was the players were saying stuff that was weird.
And that's
coded.
Why I'm like, did they not like him?
Seems like maybe no.
But my thing is like then.
But I have no idea.
I don't know. But you know what they did for him? They played hard.
Yeah.
And we can say, and I know Kirby came out, and they played hard for this guy and everything like that. They played their ass off that first drive. And then Gunner Stockton fell in the back who Gunner Stockton was. Mm-hmm. All right? And then Georgia looked like what Georgia was. A good but not great football team.
That's right.
And so, yeah, the whole thing with this article today, I was like...
Yeah, so the article today doesn't really reveal a ton new other than when Carson Beck decided he was going to enter the transfer portal. This is a USA Today article written by Matt Hayes. This came out this morning at 6 a.m. And the kind of the real revelations here are that when he entered the transfer portal, the first team to contact him was Georgia.
Okay.
The second team to contact him was Alabama. So this idea that Carson Beck, because let's play the David Pollack comments that sort of are a little bit contradicted by if this is true in the article. There's no reason to believe that it's not true, but if this is true in the article, here's David Pollack talking about Carson Beck.
The injury he has, it's a 6 to 8 month injury. And so that puts him, you know, right up against camp, you know, and trying to get back. And so obviously the value of him is I don't want to say this. I'm not saying this rude, but like it's damaged goods right now. Like you don't know what you're getting. So if you're going to make a heavy investment, I think it's kind of hard to do if you're a college team.
Well, so that's from Paul's podcast, which we believe is called Family Goals.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And the thing with that whole situation, if I go back to damaged goods, he's hit right now.
Yeah, he is damaged goods.
Yeah, he is
right now.
He literally
has an injury.
Yeah, he has an injury.
Yeah.
And then the timeline, I know every player's timeline is different. But I go back to when Brock Purdy had the same injury.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. That's a good timeline to go on.
He was ready.
I'm sure he has just as good of medical care as Brock Purdy had.
And so, obviously, yeah, he's damaged goods right now.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
He just had elbow surgery.
Yes. So, he's damaged goods. Yeah.
And he literally can't throw right now because his elbow is hurt.
Yeah. And then you go back to the whole thing. I'm sure that every player, well, most players, when they're good players and they go into the transfer portal, the school that they left probably is the first team to call them.
Right.
Because you're probably the first ones to know, maybe.
Now, well, that's the interesting thing here. Is obviously Georgia wasn't the first one to know. Miami knew because he was going there.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So that is sort of the, okay, why did that play out like that? Well, because it seems to me, and it doesn't seem that hard to comprehend.
$4 million of
that. He was probably going to get that from a variety of places. There was probably a few places that would give Carson Beck $4
million. Georgia wasn't giving him.
Maybe not. Maybe, but Georgia was giving him something like that last year. If Georgia was going to give him less money, that's even more reason to leave.
Right.
If your employer is going to give you a pay cut, look for a different job.
Yeah.
Okay. That's step one.
Do you
think
Georgia would have gave him $4 million?
I don't know. I don't know. But I bet somebody else would have. Because the $4 million is part of it, but it's not the only thing.
His girlfriend goes to school there.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
His girl goes to school there.
His beautiful girlfriend goes to Miami.
You know.
So he's going to go down to Miami and get $4 million and be with her every single day.
You know how many quarterbacks go to schools for their girl?
Lots.
One of the best quarterbacks to ever play at Georgia. He's playing this weekend against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sure is.
You know why he went to Georgia?
Yeah.
She was there.
That's right.
All right. So that's not nothing different.
There's a lot of people that make decisions based on. You know why I live in Atlanta?
Yo, woman.
Because my girlfriend lived here. Yeah. Okay.
Come on, man.
Now she's my wife and
we have
two children.
Come on, man.
This is not like, I don't know why this is so complicated for people. He's in love. Now are they going to get together and last forever? I don't know. I hope so. Like, I don't know, like people rooting against their relationship or whatever because your football team didn't win enough games.
And that's
grow up.
Please grow up.
But yes, they're on social media a lot, whatever. Maybe they're a little corny to you, whatever.
But
the man got $4 million and his lady. He's winning.
And he get to drive his Lamborghini around, not get eye rolled. But that's my only thing. It's like, we didn't lose because he drove a damn Lamborghini.
No, and that's the best part of this article was it went on to be like, yeah, blame Carson Beck all you want. They led the nation in drop passes, and they told you exactly how vital that was to fix by everything they've done this offseason. Everybody knows that was the problem.
Yes.
And then Kirby treated it as the number one priority of the offseason. So words speak, actions speak so much louder than words.
Carson didn't have his best year. He threw some ragged-ass picks.
I'm not trying to exonerate the man whatsoever.
But
all
that was
I'm
a whole lot of damn problems
that
he couldn't cover up.
And we were under the assumption, because I think we asked Brandon Adams this yesterday or last week or whatever, like, did Georgia want him back? And the assumption was that they weren't fighting to keep him, right? That it was like, well, I mean, they thought he was leaving, and then he wasn't, and they were like, all right, we've moved on to Gunnar Stockton, whatever. This article from USA Today this morning is suggesting that that's not actually true.
Right.
That they reached out, and they were like, hey, like, if you're going to play college, why don't you play college for us?
Because I would want Carson Beck back.
Yeah.
Me, personally, I would want him back.
Sure.
Because I think he's better than Gunnar Stockton. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah, well,
I think he's better. Yeah.
Right now, absolutely.
Right now, he's better than Gunnar. Yeah. Now, am I going to say it's going to be different as we go out throughout the season? I don't even know if Gunnar's going to be the starting quarterback. Because this Pelugi guy, they say he got the goods.
Pugliese.
Yeah, him. They say he got the goods.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how this is going to start. But just you get the article, and not even the article, the text, we're getting like everybody's in their feelings and mad about it. Why?
Well, you know why.
No. Seriously.
You know why. Because they didn't win enough.
Okay, yeah, I understand
that's
that.
That's the only reason.
But if you're a rational person, you know this ain't all on him.
I know, but no one's rational. We're talking about college football.
It's not all on him.
I know that.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like we're talking, all these people are mad at Carson because he got money. Mm-hmm. How many of these folks mad at him ever been to South Florida?
Probably a few. I don't know.
Coral Gables.
Yeah, right.
It's real nice.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
No offense to Athens, but like if you can choose.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah.
And then he got his lady, who obviously she loves him. She ain't with him for the tox. All right? Okay? She loves him.
Yeah.
And he loves her.
Like we can, let's give them the benefit of the doubt on that one.
Right.
That they really like each other, and maybe he's moving down there with the hopes that it'll work out.
I mean, obviously.
Obviously,
he ain't, come on. He ain't no looker. But
right.
His person, and we talk about his personality, she likes it.
I don't know what his
personality
is. And
the fact he's 6'5",
really.
Quarterback, rocket arm.
Sure, yeah, he's a starting quarterback for.
But she was with him before he was starting quarterback in Georgia.
That's right. She was with him, was she?
I don't know.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, that might not be true.
I think that might not be true. I think when Stetson was the starter, I think he was single.
You think he was single? Single and mingling. But yeah, I mean.
Because that's the reality of it. No offense to the man, but like. If it's just based on that, this is the best he's ever going to do.
Yeah. But his teammates don't like him.
I don't know
if that's true.
Yeah.
I've never heard a teammate say anything bad about Carson. And then you hit this article about this. You're like,
It's a real why now situation.
Yeah.
Like, if that's how Because, okay, teammates obviously aren't going to say anything about you while you're on the team.
No.
Certainly not negatively if you're in a good culture and a good locker room, which Georgia seems to be. Once you're not the quarterback anymore, they can kind of throw some passive aggression.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Aggressive crap out there, which is what it was.
Do you think, I'm going to ask you this question, because I know my answer. If I got an opportunity to get this money, go be with my lady, and that yet y'all are... had this article's coming out about me, hell yeah, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Why the hell would I want to come back?
Not helping me stay.
Why would I want to come back if my head coach is sitting up and saying these guys play harder for Gunner?
Right. And people are saying, like, all the little coded stuff about, no, Gunner doesn't care about social media. He's not worried about NIL. Okay, he's not a me first guy. Yeah. You know what they're talking about.
Yeah. And so,
they're talking about Carson Beck.
And so I'll take my me ass,
yeah,
my damn Lambo,
to Miami
with my Millies. And a hot one.
That's the me I care about now.
Okay, fine, I'm going.
Miami.
Yeah.
And her. And the $4 million. And the sunshine. And I get to play for the University of Miami, which is pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
All right? No, obviously, playing for UGA is great, too. But, like, you know, you can be mad at Carson Beck all you want. And that's fine. Like, and I'm not telling people not to be, like, you know, we are irrational by nature as sports fans. But, like, Carson Beck's winning. Carson Beck
ain't losing.
Doing great.
The reply back to it, because I mean, you remember he got the do not contact transfer portal thing, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, once that happened, you already knew where he was going. He wasn't coming back to Georgia. He wasn't coming back to Georgia. So I said, good luck to you until you play us.
Yeah.
Because we're going to tear your ass up.
Bottom line is this. Like, he could have probably gone other places, got similar money, whatever. Success could happen there, could happen here, whatever.
She ain't there.
Yeah, it's undefeated,
they
man.
Get to sleep in their condo together.
It's undefeated. You know how nice that condo is going to be with a $4 million NIL deal?
Do you know how good that warm leg is in person?